Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And urge, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
That cough you just heard over our voices is Jay Larson.
Hey, guys.
From the Crab Feast.
Feast on, baby.
Feast on.
What a phenomenal audience that podcast has.
The crowd and the following you have from that show is like, we've done a live Crab Feast stand-up show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take everyone home with me. That's how much I love them.
The other half of the Crab Feast is our second ever episode of Dumb People Town, Ryan Sickler.
And the reason why we waited for Jay Larson was because he has a new stand-up special that's out that's unbelievable. You can pre-order it, or it's available. I'm not sure. He's going to explain how you get it.
Go right now.
Yeah, no,
we'll do it later.
Dan, give me a second. At least wait before you be like, I'm playing into the dumb aspect of being a dumb person.
You are?
Yeah.
Don't. You know what? Check this. Your fans are so great. In the wake of the tragedy that we talked about, I posted on Twitter and I said, I can tell you this much. Tomorrow's never guaranteed. Tell people you love them. Mm-hmm. And somebody wrote back to me based off my third appearance on the Crab Feast. That goes for animals, too. You never told Gary the goat. Hashtag fuck Gary the goat. Hashtag fuck the Crab Feast.
That's
and
nice.
I'm like, these fans. Guys, these feasters.
They go deep, baby.
They go so deep.
They put your butt to sleep.
2 years ago, we recorded that episode.
I still got people
on Twitter hitting me up about Gary the goat. Gary's in the cabin.
In the cabin, baby.
I think you guys, you make it so personal. Those shows, it's storytelling about you. It goes so deep, and like you can't help but love the people that do the show because they reveal, so they leave so much of themselves out on the field, which is what you do in the special. I was so proud of like how much you just left out there. It was
unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, I think that's one of the beauties of like producing something yourself. There's no network or studio being like, we think you should pull this out. It doesn't fit with the overall brand.
This is exactly your vision, the way you wanted it to be.
Exactly.
And I love it.
The world is getting dumber.
Yeah.
As we know.
Agreed.
I don't think it's ever been as dumb as it is right now. And I guess what? Tomorrow it's going to be dumber. The only way we can fight back is through comedy. And so we get stories sent to us by our awesome fans. We have great fans too.
Yes.
Sure.
They're unbelievable. The townies are great. There are dumb ears on the ground. They send the stories into Dan. We don't know the stories. Jason and I have never heard them before.
Neither does Jay Larson.
We're in the same boat as Jay Larson.
And you know what's funny? You say that too about us getting dumber. Somebody sent me a message on the Facebook page. You can join that over at facebook.com. You might have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost 13,000 strong. And they were like, hey, actually, studies prove that people are getting smarter. And I haven't responded, I will, because they meant it all in kind. But here's the deal. Yes, a person is smart, but people are dumb. So we're not, the individual person might be getting smarter, but people are dumb.
Good point. They're all
in this town. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was sent in by Josette Covington at Pure Josie.
I love the last name, Covington.
I got to tell you, I got used to get my hair cut in elementary school by a Josie.
Really?
Josie Covington?
She had a tracheotomy, so she talked like this.
No.
Yeah.
You want a little more off the
How do you like it on the sides?
How high do you want this to be?
Should I leave your mullet? Should I leave it long in the back?
I mean, that's as close as it gets right there, Randy.
How's your mom doing, Jay?
That's what's it.
You see any good ballets recently?
Sixth grade, we all went to get flat tops. And my nana called to the shop and said, Jason can't get a flat top. And then Barbara's like, you can't get a flat top. And I was like, fuck.
Your nana called, you can't get a flat top.
I'm getting a flat top.
No,
Josie.
You're not.
Then she gave it to me.
You got one?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that East Coast.
No, you're not.
That East Coast young Jay Larson has a lot of great childhood haircuts.
Sure. Oh, man. Trust me.
Did you do lines? You ever had lines?
Bowl cut ever?
Bowl cut when I was young, but I put those lines in on my own, baby.
Yeah, you did.
Jay, I shaved Carl Yastrzemski's sideburns. My claim to fame. Topless.
Okay.
I did Jim Rice's chest hair.
Before the trick, yeah.
I could do anything back then.
Okay.
Why are we making fun of a woman's misfortune?
I don't know.
She did it to herself. She fucking smoked.
For all we know. Set in by Josette Covington at Pure Josie. Thanks, Josie. Police. Arrest. This is just dumb. That's all this guy is. He knew how to do one thing and couldn't figure out any part after that.
Okay.
Police arrested a Gainesville man Thursday at a KFC after they say he stole more than $10,000 from a Wells Fargo bank.
So $10,000 from Wells Fargo bank.
As soon as you
where are we going to celebrate?
KFC, baby, get
the cheapest extra crispy original recipe. What does he go for at that point?
All 11 herbs and spices.
You do that bucket where you mix three. I remember one time in college, I was watching TV with my best friend Bradford. He gets up. It's like Saturday afternoon watching sci-fi. We're probably hungover.
Sure.
He gets up, walks out of the apartment, comes back about 45 minutes later with just four bags of KFC. He was like, "I just saw a commercial and I figured let's do it."
That's the best marketing ever.
Yes, and then. He just had like they used to have buckets and have like three different types of chicken.
By the way, didn't say anything to you. Get up,
said nothing.
If you get up and walk out of the house and don't let your wife know that you're like, if you. You
and then come back with KFC.
She thinks
you're
in a fight.
She thinks you're in a fight.
Yeah.
You get up and walk out. You come back with KFC, and then it's like battle lines drawn.
Oh, she'd be like, what is this?
What are you doing?
Why are you bringing this shit in?
Yeah.
What did you guilty?
What did you do?
Why are you so guilt ridden?
What did you do?
I felt like Bradford had just made some decision, and I sat around to see what it was.
Sure.
And I won.
What's he going to come back with? He came up with the best thing.
I love you, Ram, being like, we just robbed a bank. Let's go to the KFC.
Where are we going? Let's go to the KFC.
Pulled it off.
We pulled it off.
Babe, what's the point of having money? You're not going to spend it.
That's right.
What's the point of having money?
Let's cut loose.
Samuel Reeves entered the Wells Fargo Bank at 3939 Northwest 13th Street.
Mark it down. Put it on the Dumb People Town walking tour.
And told the teller he needed money. Yeah, that's a passive-aggressive way to
rob
a bank.
By the way,
that's why we do it.
What? Let's speak up. I couldn't hear you.
I just need some money.
Okay.
Can you hurry it up? I gotta make a deposit.
Ma'am, I'm dealing with this.
Nope,
I'm
gotta drop all the money from the.
I gotta get some blue water for the Combs.
I'm sorry, am I getting hair on the deposit slips?
Sir, you said you need money?
Some blue water for the Combs.
Do you have a.
Is that what he just did? He walked in and said, I need cash?
Well, he told the teller he needed money. The teller asked if he had a debit card, and Reeves responded, "This is a robbery. Give me all your money in the bank."
By the way, he teed him up for a great line. "This is my debit card, gun in pocket."
Here you go.
Sure.
Instead, he's like, no, this is a robbery. Like, you missed a great opportunity for a great line.
I don't mean to be dumb, but why are they called bank tellers? Does anybody know that?
No, well, why is it called a wheelbarrow?
I have no idea.
Bank tellers tell you how much.
I thought it was a wheelbarrow for years.
Yeah, exactly. That's how dumb.
The wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
that's a barrel that you stick.
On wheels.
Yeah, where are wheels?
Wheelbarrow.
It's half a barrel opened up.
Why is it a teller? You
they tell
them?
You how much money you don't have.
Exactly.
You don't have. Not this dude, sir.
Look at Jay.
I love that he went from barely robbing a bank to wanting to rob all the money in
all
the bank.
All of it. Yeah.
Give me all the money, all your money in the bank. Well, I hope she looked at him and said, sir, I have barely any money.
Yeah, I got $280 in the bank in advance money market.
I am a bank teller.
I'm a teller.
The teller gave Reeves money.
I can tell you this.
The teller gave Reeves money that was in her drawer and asked if he wanted a bag. So I can give you what I have. And then he just tried to like take it.
Yeah. No. You need a bag
or anything?
And I bet she added a honey. Honey, you need a bag for that.
Let me give you a bag.
Remember I told you all he knew was I want to rob a bank. Everything else was dumb. Yeah. He so far barely robbed the bank and then didn't even have a bag. She's helping him. Do you need a bag?
She's like, we are giving away a promotional cooler this month. Do you want the cooler too? Goes over and gets the cooler.
You're going to have to open it.
If you steal from a checking account, we can get you the cooler.
He then took the bag with more than $10,000 in it, according to police. Reeves left the bank and walked through the neighboring Publix parking lot. That's Florida.
By the way, the sad thing is $10,000 isn't that much
money. It's not a lot of money. You could probably do like three trips to Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think? Publix is old school Whole Foods.
I do. It's the original Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. A bank this is what I love.
They don't have enough money to spend to spell Publix correctly.
And a bank employee followed, taking photos with his phone. Hey man, where are you going? Leave me alone, dude. I robbed the bank. Come back here for a second.
Here.
No.
Can you just stand here? I've got to be 8 feet away in order for the portrait to work.
I'm gonna keep walking behind you. I don't care. Just leave me alone.
I want good depth of field.
I got to get a depth of field check.
Can we get that? Did you pay for that bag? She gave me the bag.
No.
Come here for a second. No. Yeah,
that's our own bags. I know that's not real.
She gave it to me.
Am I the only person picturing this bank employee with a flip phone taking pictures?
Oh yeah.
Most definitely. For sure, it's no.
I got 2 megapixels that says you just robbed that bank.
Did you say megapixels?
Yeah. Isn't that what they're called?
Giant pixels.
It's called a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. Wheelbarrow.
Mm. Reeves went into the KFC at 3750 Northwest 13th Street, not a long walk, and sat down next to a woman.
He went ahead and like double boothed. Like he went up on someone who was sitting down.
Free balling it, basically.
Well, I mean, what does he say to this woman?
Reeves later told police he asked her for a cigarette.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, the way most people smoke in restaurants these days.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, like someone who... And you know what she said? Yeah, I got a couple of cigarettes. I got a couple of them.
How do you think I talk just like this? I smoke it right out of my neck.
I keep a pack on me in case someone
needs it. Comes right out of my neck.
I'm
giving Dustin Pedroia a mullet later today. I got this right out of my neck.
Imagine him before. Where are you going, Reeves? I'm going to rob a bank. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what? I don't know. I'm kind of hungry.
Go get a cigarette.
Do you have any plan? Do you have a getaway car?
No.
Okay. We're gonna walk. Is anybody helping you around the bank?
Nope.
I have not thought that far in the future.
Where are you going to go after you?
Do you think he came up with the rob the bank while he was waiting in line to get?
Yeah.
To
like do he was like first in KFC. Oh no, he was in line at the bank.
He's like, it's eight people in. He's like, I'm gonna rob these assholes.
Rob this shit.
This feels like I don't know what the next step is going to be.
Because he's dumb. He had no other plan. He goes on a sixth night to a woman that they don't even say he knows. So he's like, I guess everything's coming up Reeves today.
Yeah. Here we go.
And then he goes, do you have a cigarette?
That is, by the way, that is confidence that I feel like you do not have that
confidence.
That confidence to walk up to somebody you don't know and ask them for a cigarette, I feel like you would write a whole bit about how, like, the first time you ever did that, it was, like, the most confident thing you ever did.
Yeah, I have no problem going up to anyone I think it's fun. This guy clearly asking for a cigarette was, like, low on his totem pole. Yeah. He just asked for $10,000.
Yeah, and he got it.
Went off.
And he got it.
And meanwhile, don't forget, he's still being followed by the bank employee.
Who's like, taking pictures.
Can you not, man? Can you not? I already got away with it.
Yeah.
I got away with it.
I'm out. Once you're out, it's home base. I'm free.
You don't even work at this KFC, bro. Go back to the bank.
Grabs a cigarette and just,
starts smoking in the store.
Talks to the lady and is like, pop her up.
You know, he just stole $10,000 from us.
When officers arrived, they found him at the KFC with the bag of money, and he told the police he robbed the bank. In my mind, they walked in. He's like,
I did it.
You got me.
I robbed it.
You got me. And then the bank teller was like, he's right over here, officer. He's like, you don't even have to tell, bro.
I already told him. I got it.
I got $10,000 and a cigarette, so you can go screw off.
Yeah. There's nothing they can do to me. I'm in KFC.
I didn't even ask for the bag.
No,
they
can still bust you for what you did over there.
No, I'm on KFC Ghoul.
Nope.
I'm on Ghoul, bro. You can't tag me.
On
Ghoul.
Didn't you call it Ghoul when you were a kid?
No, home base.
Home base.
No, it's not home base. It's Ghoul. You're supposed to say Ghoul, but everybody just ends up making a Ghoul.
We would say Ollie Ollie income free. Would you say that?
Ollie Ollie oxen free.
What is this? Fucking land titles and Wisconsin?
Dude, I'm telling you. In Illinois.
Oxen free.
Free grazing.
Although we did play up at the Cabin a lot. Ollie Ollie oxen free.
Yeah.
If you don't come now, you'll be IT.
You say Ollie Ollie income free.
Ollie Ollie income free.
What's that mean?
Everybody can come in free.
Oh, I thought you meant income.
Yeah.
It's now, all right, hey, what's your 401k? Let's make a decision.
Let's just be honest this time.
Hey,
let's be honest about what we're making at
your parents open up a 529?
Ooh,
we got to add that in.
We got to go right now. Income is free, guys. He said, income free.
At the bank. $10,000.
Income free.
$10,000.
Income free.
All right. You play Sardines?
No.
You never played Sardines? One person hides and everybody has to find them. The last person to find them is it?
No.
It's a reverse hide and go seek?
Never.
Yeah, play that one with the kids. Everybody, one person hides and they all have to find you and then you stay together all quiet until the last person.
You hide and go seek with my kids. You go hide and he sits and buries his head and you're like, dude, I see you, man. Uh-huh.
You're right there, bro.
Sounds like he's going to end up on this show.
It sounds like someone's going to write in about him and it might be me.
He stole $10,000.
So I love that when he comes in, he just tells the cops.
I robbed the bank.
You caught the great Reeves bank robber of 2017. Mm-hmm. He was held at Akalucha. How would you guys go with that one?
Akalucha.
A-L-A-C-H-U-A? I don't know. County jail.
Alachua.
Bond was set at $250,000.
I think it should have just been, I think it's just been $11,000.
Just a little bit
just
more.
Just one more than what he had.
One more than what he had. And I feel like he
and a bucket of chicken. Like to me, that whole story, my takeaway from the whole story is, I wonder what it'd be like to eat a bucket of chicken. Like, I haven't had that in like 10 years.
You haven't just
bucket of chicken.
Same here.
You haven't really just gone to town on like a bucket of fried chicken?
I wish I could. I haven't for like
a while.
Been a while.
15 I'll be years. Honest, I haven't had KFC since maybe sixth grade.
Really?
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
We had it in college, I think. That's the last time I had it. That's 25 years.
I don't think
ago.
I've ever had Red Lobster.
What? Really?
Yeah. I've never had Red Lobster.
Are you kidding?
And the Endless Shrimp's going on right now. Proud sponsor of the podcast.
Hush Puppies. That's the first place I had Hush Puppies.
Yeah, we used to eat
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic.
We used to eat there.
Lobster in St. Louis.
It's okay.
St. Louis?
Lobster. Yeah. Man.
No, we never did it.
Nothing like that St. Louis lobster.
Oh, God.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that landlocked seafood.
I knew it!
Freshwater lobster.
Oh, I love it. Every time it comes up, you guys are like, landlocked. And now I can't get it out of my head. If I'm in a city and they're like, you want sushi? I'm like, we're in Boise. I don't know if...
Landlocked sushi.
Mm.
I mean, everything can be flown everywhere.
Yeah, true, but it is.
True, but it feels better if you're within a driving distance of the ocean.
So this guy maybe goes to jail for a little... What's his next move?
Stole
10 grand, went to the... But what is his next move in life?
Did they find out if he's, like, mentally unstable?
I'll tell you this. If any story I ever come across has a person where it says, like, suffering from mental issues, we don't do that story.
No. Yeah.
We're just talking about people who did dumb things.
That's a dummy.
I'll bet... Yeah. You know what he did? He sat on his stoop and bragged to everyone else in the neighborhood, like, yeah! I just went in! They gave me a bag! Fucking shit gave me a bag!
Did you get arrested?
Yeah! But I mean, you know.
So you got away with it?
For a while.
I got out of the bank.
I robbed the bank. I walked through the park. I grabbed a quick pickup game, 3-on-3. Mm-hmm. I had 7 points. It was 2-11. I bounced, grabbed the smoke.
met the love of my life.
Rolled up on the love of my life at a KFC. That woman's dining in at KFC, so things can't be going great for her, too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, what that's not exactly someone friends? Who's got her shit together.
You son of a bitch.
I'm being honest.
He used to dine in when he was a kid, and now
I would take it out. I wouldn't necessarily sit in
nothing
there.
Nothing wrong with dining in.
Nothing wrong with dining in.
Look at Jay looking down his nose at dining in.
I dine in. Yeah.
Look at
this
that.
Jay Sklar.
Not Larson.
Larson is like dining in.
I dine in at fast food all the time. There's nothing that makes you feel better about diversity in America than going to like a BK or a Mickey D's.
By the way, there's no better.
Like, I'm the only white dude in this
joint. There's no better lighting. There's no better lighting than at a...
BK, middle of the day. That's how you gotta live.
All right, there you go. First story, down in the books.
Yep.
Stupid behavior.
Just being dumb.
Capped by just a stupid plan, nothing thought through.
No chance to not get caught.
All right, that's how we do.
Probably the best storyteller in this whole neighborhood.
This guy.
Hell yeah, Reevesy.
It's a raconteur,
Reevesy. But I'll bet you the woman he asked the cigarette for can't tell a story to save her life. She tried to explain what happened. So
that's why when she done it, they probably wouldn't even take her statement.
Wouldn't even take a quote from it.
Just stop.
And then he... Nope. Stop it. Stop.
We're done with this.
He came to me and asked for a cigarette.
And that's probably also what else.
He asked for a cigarette.
She was a cigarette away from being like Kim Basinger and then like on the lam with this guy. Yeah. She could have been like, let's hop in the car, let's get out of here.
Could have gone
Bonnie
on
and Clyde.
10K, man. That's an afternoon.
I imagine that the bank guy was insufferable as well because they didn't include him in the story either. He was like, I'll tell you what happened.
No, I'll tell you. I said, I'll give you a... All right.
Bonnie and Fried.
Oh, my God. At Sklar Brothers.
There we go. First one down. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more Jay Lasson from the Crab Feast and his new stand-up special, Me Being Me. It's fantastic. We'll tell you how to get it right after the break right here.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're with Jay Larson. Follow him on Twitter at
Jay Larson Comedy.
So
listen to the Crab Feast. But for all of you guys who are like, I want a new podcast, I say start with the Dan Van Kirk episodes if you want. Is there an episode that they should start?
No, DVK's first one is really awesome.
I think I love the one we did.
I love
the one that we did too.
It was okay.
Excuse me. Shots fired.
No, that was great. I remember you guys had to go. I forget where you were going, but it was like...
Talked about Philly, the Philly accent. We went deep. It was really, really fun. That was great.
I still have a vision of the basement in your home in St. Louis because of a story you guys told
us. Yeah.
That's
right.
Those are the best stories when you like have images as if they're your own memories.
Yep.
And you only heard a story.
You get the most out of the people that come on that show. Just fantastic. And I think, you know, I'm going to tie it to your stand-up special because I think you tell a story... In stand up, the way you tell it on that, like, it's, of course you do a storytelling podcast because that's what you do so well in the stand up.
Yeah.
Although I think this stand up special has a lot more. You said to me one time, like going through it, you're like, I just made a change. I just made a decision one night. It was like one night. You're like, I'm just going to be honest about everything I say on stage.
Yeah, I did.
And it's just going to be 100% honest. I actually don't even give a shit if people think it's funny or not. I'm going to be honest. And of course, the truth of it is you get to the very core of who you are as a person.
Yeah, it
is so fucking honest, this special.
Yeah.
How does your wife handle like watching you talk about
it? Well, you know, it's funny. I was just in San Diego and there's a story at the end about getting a second sex toy for me and my wife. And my,
such a great story.
My in-laws were down in San Diego with us, and they would come to a show, and they had left for dinner with an old friend, and then I was getting ready to go to the club, and Kate was like, you know, she's like being cold, and I'm like, you all right? She's like, are you going to do that dildo story?
Of course, my closer.
And I go, why? Do you not want me to? She's like, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't. And I go, you're going to censor me? You're going to censor me now.
She is.
She's like, it's about me. Uh-huh. And I was just like, I got to go. And I left, and I get to the club, and I'm like, there's only one thing that's really about her. Mm-hmm. So I pulled that, did it, crushed. Like, her father came up to me afterwards, and he put his arms, like, on my shoulders, and he looked at me, and he goes, you were excellent.
Nice!
And he gave that look like, I don't need to say anything else. You just see what's going on.
Right. You felt and, it. You felt the love. It was sort of...
And he's dope anyway, so I texted my wife, and I'm like, show was great. You folks had a blast. I had a really good set. Love you. See you after the second show. I get home, she's asleep, yada, yada. Next morning, we're having breakfast. It's just me, her, and her mom at the breakfast table. And her mom, you can see this little grin creeping up, and she goes, so I want to see this dildo. And Kate almost threw up was so mad. And I'm laughing, her mom, we're high-fiving, me and her mom. It was unbelievable.
You know, did you tell her you pulled that line? You pulled one line?
I told her afterwards. She goes, I didn't know, I just figured you pulled the joke because they said it was so great and how great you were. Mm-hmm. And then like 15 minutes later, it was just me, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law, and my father-in-law was way more conservative. Mm-hmm. She goes, I told Jay I wanted to see the dildo. And he goes, he couldn't even say.
The words couldn't come out because he was so like out of his conservative element.
And I love that she is needling him.
Yeah, dude.
And she knows that that's going to push his buttons. She knows that's going to push his buttons, and she throws it out there. Yeah. But like that dynamic, I feel like the fact that you're around that and you can pick up on that and see what that's all about is amazing that you're in close proximity to even that.
Yeah.
Telling the story and having that be the reaction by your in-laws.
Wait, but tell people how they can find the special and go get it.
JLarsonComedy.com. It's right there. There's a quick trailer if you need to preview something, and then
just get it.
Click it. $6. You put your info in right there. You can PayPal and then it's yours.
By the way, $6, not a lot to support, you're really DIYing it as best as you can. Is like, this is how you do it.
Let's
it's like
just
get
say
out to the people.
I would have had to have robbed 5 banks to make this special again.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You put your own money into it.
I paid for
you
the
need
whole
a bag?
Thing. I would need 5.
We'll get your bag. We'll meet you to KFC right after.
But I was just happy. I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it my way. That's kind of the way I am. You know, I like to make my own stuff, and I'm really proud of it. So I'd appreciate everyone checking it out.
I loved it. And
okay,
I'll just tell you
Townies, this is your chance to support original comedy of a close friend of ours, JLarsonComedy.com.
Get the special, $6, super easy. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to buy the special, Jay. I've seen a link. You sent me a link of it so I could see it, but I'm going to go buy the special.
I appreciate it.
How do you like that? All right, Dan, we got a second story.
Right. Well, hold on a second. Wait. Jay, Dan, are you also going to
I'll use Randy's purchased.
That's not $3 then it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dan? No, I'm definitely
Jay,
buying it.
Jay, can you Venmo me $3?
I'll Venmo you $3.
Thank you.
Let's get right into this second story and not talk to Jay
whether or not Dan's buying the special.
This was sent in by Josh. I'm sorry, buddy. I've done this to you before. Mout, M-O-U-A-T.
Mout?
Moat.
Moat.
Moat's cool.
Moat.
At J Moat. Moat.
Moat.
Moat.
I love you, Josh. I'm
love
sorry
it,
if,
Josh.
For not on, knowing buddy. How to do it. Here we go. If you live in Boise and are feeling lonely, there's a new business that could help.
Guys, it sounds like the beginning of like a fucked up Dr. Seuss.
If you live in Boise and things are crazy.
Right.
If you live in Boise and it gets too noisy.
There's a new business that could help. I'm about to give you guys a story of a new business.
I shaved Steve Grogan's eyebrows. Just want to let you know that kept popping back in. Quarterback Steve Grogan. Steve Grogan was a quarterback.
14, baby, with a neck brace.
Snuggle Buddies is a new Boise-based cuddling service.
We've had a cuddling service before in Madison, Wisconsin.
Now this is a Boise thing.
At first, only women will be allowed to use the Snuggle Buddies app and website, which are set for launch near the end of October.
Is this really a first boner that gets popped? You're out.
I don't know.
I
mean,
I think this is just the first the Woody. Gateway is what it is.
This is the gateway to the Woody.
But Snuggle Buddies is hiring. So, dumb people townies in the Boise area.
Please get a job at Snuggle Buddies.
A male cuddle buddy. I'm going to ask you guys right now. How much an hour
does
think a cuddle buddy gets paid at snugglebuddies.com?
I know this.
Now, You have the option to go first.
Oh, this isn't what you pay. This is what they pay.
But you have to answer in how many Jay Larson specials could they buy with an hourly wage? So think about your number and then backtrack how many. You got to do math a little bit. How many Jay Larson specials?
You want to go first, third, or Tig Notaro, which is second? We always used to let people go first or third, and Tig was like, "I want to go second. So that's the Tig Notaro slot.
I'll go third.
Third. Okay. Jay or Randy? Jason?
I'm going to say 5 Jay Larson specials, so $30 an hour.
I'm going to say 3 Jay Larson specials, so $20 an hour.
Okay.
You guys are not even
18,
close.
You mean?
You're not even
18,
close.
18, but I mean, they give $20 an hour, they can't.
Okay. It's going to be 2 and a quarter. So I'm going to say $12, $14. That's even high. I'm going to say 2.
$12 an hour.
It is Boise.
You would get paid to be a snuggle buddy. $40 an hour.
What? Wow. That's what I'm talking about. 6 Larson specials.
Wait a minute.
Dude. Me being me.
I would do that. $40 an hour, that's fantastic.
Why wouldn't you do that?
To nap?
I feel like, it's not a nap.
You're rubbing a back. You're caressing an elbow. Come on.
Guys, I know what cuddling is.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You eventually... Doze off.
Jay, this is, you don't have sex.
This isn't your cuddling.
You don't have sex and then cuddle.
We are the best businesses in our downtown.
It's just cuddling, so you don't feel tired like you need to fall asleep.
When you get on an airplane and someone grabs that armrest next to you, you're flying to go do a gig, and someone grabs that armrest next to you, and your skin or your arm is touching their arm.
What seat am I in?
You're in a window.
Oh, window? I give the middle person gets both armrests.
Middle person gets both.
Rule.
That's what it is. But let's say you're in the middle and someone's not giving it up to you and you got to touch them for the whole time. That is the same thing it's going to be if you're
first
a cuddle
of all,
expert.
The last time that happened, I looked at the guy and go, "Hey, man, this isn't working." I go, "This is my rest, dude. You got.
You did not.
I swear
in
to God.
In those terms.
I did.
What did he say?
He he turned his whole body. I'm like, thanks, man. Sorry.
I can't believe you said that to a military guy. You hate the flag.
Yeah.
Are you really?
You're like, support the war, but not
guys,
the troops.
Guys, I never said that.
You support the war, but not the troops.
You wouldn't salute a Marine.
All right, fine.
Fair enough.
But what does that have to do with me being a cuddle buddy?
Because to me, that moment of touching a stranger
it's totally different. No. It's all about expectations. If you go into a situation and you don't expect to touch someone else's skin and someone else's body, then it's going to give you the creepies. But if you know you're going into that situation where you're going to be holding and cuddling, it's not going to feel as weird.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it, but some...
All right,
$40 an hour. I'm telling you, I can't do it.
$40
an hour is more than we make doing this podcast.
They're currently only hiring men in the Boise area.
Uh-huh.
A male cuddle buddy, you'll get paid $40 an hour to go caress a woman's hair, get your spoon on, whatever platonic method you agree to.
Spoon is not platonic.
Do you have to
at all?
How much underwear do you have to put? Because there is a moment in a spoon where spoon gets sexual. I'm sorry, it gets sexual fast.
Of course it is. How many people have you ever spooned with? You don't snuggle with Danny.
No.
Jay and I shared a bed once, so.
Oh, yeah. Where was that? Was that at Austin, South by Southwest? No.
Was there any touching
Vegas?
There was a whole empty bed next to us, too.
No, you...
Vegas?
Got a little scared. I think it was Vegas.
Got a little scared.
I can't remember.
Vegas, I think.
Yeah, well, that was when we slept in the airport, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Two hours sleep. Okay.
I'll say this. I've half wanted to, like, when you get, like, a massage, just be like, hey, you mind just rubbing my head for, like, 20 minutes? Like, you don't get, like, your head scratched like your nana would do?
So good.
But no one ever does anymore. Wives don't do that.
Welcome. I'm showing the website, Snuggle Buddies.
You know what? I was on board until they spelled buddies, B-U-D-D-I-E-Z.
Well, that's because regular buddies is taken out in Wisconsin.
Snuggle Buddies? Oh, maybe it's a copyright thing.
I think it's like Snuggle Time.
You know there is a song that is like children are singing it. Snuggle Buddies. Snuggle Buddies. Yeah,
it's like Cars for Kids.
$40 an hour is all it is.
Cars for Kids, the worst Snuggle radio buddy. Commercial in the history of
all time. Don't even say it, dude.
I hate it. Shut up.
1-877 Cars for Kids?
Yeah, just the don't.
K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
What did we just say, Jay? Unbelievable.
I know. You ready for this? What
does it cost for you to get it?
We'll get there. I'm going to tell you guys a sentence that really hurts what I feel is the validity of this business.
Right. So everything. They've got a website. They've probably done it through Squarespace or whomever.
Yep.
They're doing well.
Maybe Wix.
Don't like the spelling of the name, but fine.
Snuggle Buddies will conduct open interviews at Fatty's Bar on 800 West Idaho Street from 2 to 6 on Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday.
You just lost me.
I know. Fatty's Bar.
Open interviews at Fatty's Bar. The drunker you get, the better you get in terms of...
In parentheses... No, dude, come on. I can't.
Why would you ever?
No, literally, I took my headphones off. You're losing listeners.
Stop it. Jason, stop it. Stop it right now. God damn it.
I want to, if I could just for a second, on behalf of everyone at Dumb People Town and Jay Larson, I would like to apologize. And Randy Sklar.
What did you just do?
The dumbest thing ever happened on this podcast.
God damn it. You just started searching for something. I know.
When that comes on the radio, I turn it off and I count to 100 and then I turn it back on.
When that comes on the radio, I get out of my car and just start walking away. And then I donate my car.
Put it in park.
Then I donate my car to the kids. Actually, I donate to adults just to shove it in.
I will walk out of my car. I will sit down for a minute and then I'll be like, who's got a bye week on my fantasy week? And then I'll go and I'll reset my fantasy.
There you go. In parentheses, it says wear tank tops. I'm joking.
What?
Basically, this is a quote. Basically, we're just looking for guys that meet the qualifications, Snuggle Buddies co-owner Charlotte Lindsay says. Somebody that can cuddle and pass the background check. There's the hitch.
And that can cuddle and, yeah.
And the psyche eval and is willing to go through the training to get certified.
By the way, why is there more background checks to be a Snuggle Buddy than there is to own a fucking AK-47 in our
country? This country.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's effed up.
I would love to be at that background check where she's just like, Mr. Reeves, it says here you robbed a bank?
Well, first of all, I wanted the money. They gave it to me. They gave me the bag.
They gave me the bag.
How would I have even carried it out?
Mr. Reeves, what did you do after you got the money?
I almost cuddled with a woman in a booth.
I was trying to cuddle with her.
So there's my resume.
Why are we all whispering?
Was it a restaurant? Yeah, it was a restaurant. What was it?
KFC. Not a restaurant.
If the tables are nailed to the floor,
it's not a restaurant.
Yep. If you're ordering to go or dine in and it still comes in a bag,
if there's more than one cash register on the counter, it is not a restaurant.
If napkins are available on your table, it's not a restaurant.
Yeah. Totally agree. I'm glad we come to terms on that. Mm-hmm.
If there's a bathroom code, it's not a restaurant.
If the person talking to you is also talking to someone else through a walkie-talkie device,
not a restaurant. If food is pictured above the head of where you order it, it's not a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no. Yeah, I'm not talking about photographs. I'm talking about, like,
if there is a dedicated playground, it's not a restaurant. Yeah.
If the person you're ordering from is wearing any form of hat that has the logo of the place you're at,
it is not a restaurant.
They're doing full psych evals, background checks, and a willingness to go through the training to get certified, which means they think you might pass the background check, you might pass the psych eval, but we need to know if you're willing to go through the training.
If you quit during basic training, you're out.
It's like the opening of Lone Survivor.
Ring the bell.
Yeah.
There's a moment when you're like,
an officer and a cuddler.
I'd like to be a cuddle buddy. There is that moment.
Cuddler and a gentleman?
I'd like to be a cuddle bunny. Cuddle bunny? Cuddle buddy. And they're like, here, pee in this cup. And you're like, I'm out. I'm sorry. I've done a lot of things that I can't.
I would just walk in and be like, all right, lay down. And I just cuddle this.
Let me show you what I can do.
In the bar? At Fatty's Bar?
Whatever, man. $40 an hour?
The interviews will entail questions like how their relationship with their ex is or their baby mama is. That's a quote from Charlotte Lindsay.
That is an interview question.
Quote, we're just getting a feel for their type of personality. Mm-hmm. Guys, at this point, when I was reading this, I'm like, this is fake. It's not.
It can't be real.
It is all real. I went to their Facebook page where they had just written a post where they apologized for asking for everybody's social security number.
Ooh.
How many
likes?
Because
they're doing background checks. Oh, that's good. I'll look at it.
Are you sure this is an Equifax?
Yeah, this could be part of the Equifax breach. This could be the reason for the Equifax breach.
A cuddle buddy.
We're getting a big, big issue in the Boise area with the Equifax breach.
Cuddle bunny has compromised a lot of our data.
A lot.
We are now just calling it cuddle bunnies. We have stopped calling it cuddle buddies, which is what it is.
You know what? They should change it to bunnies. Okay. I'm pulling it up right now. The Facebook group. Mm-mm. Is
If they have more followers than we do, I'm going to be upset.
Listen, I'm going to say top 390.
But for most people, there's like most people don't like going to the strip club because they feel like it gives me blue balls for whatever reason. I can't.
Oh, really, Randy? That's what most people think.
Most people think it's like this is what it is. I can't get.
Most people tell Randy that.
Most people tell me it's it takes me to the brink, and I don't. Cuddling is three steps removed from that.
You get to touch.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, I'll pull it up while we read through the rest of this story. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Who's going for the cuddle? That's what I'm at. Lonely people.
Yeah, very.
Lonely people just want to be held and just want to be touched.
Lindsay.
In a pure idealistic sense, this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But once you start doing background checks, it's terrible.
Charlotte Lindsay decided to start the company, Snuggle Buddies, after being single for an extended period of time.
Yeah. She had tried, it's just lunch. I love that thing.
An extended period of time, anyone would be right now. Mm-hmm.
Lunch is kind of like the beginning of somebody talking someone down from the ledge. It's like you're begging them not to think you're a rapist.
Yeah. It's just lunch. We're not going to do anything crazy.
I didn't put my hand on your knee.
I did not put my penis on your shoulder.
It's just lunch.
Where are you going?
We're not
going
to order steak.
It's just lunch is usually what you say after you say, where are you going?
Look, where are you going? It's just lunch. I'm not putting my penis in your ear. We did not order any steaks. It's just lunch.
It's just lunch.
A Cobb salad for you, Cobb salad for me. It's just lunch.
There's barely a protein in this meal.
Lunch. Bacon? Come on.
No one's drinking.
It's just
that much. It's just lunch.
Okay. Where are you going is the unspoken parenthetical. It's just lunch.
I had been missing and feeling out of touch, she says, and I knew it was affecting me on many different levels.
What did you need?
Human
touch.
This is what they wrote in the article. Let's cozy up to the Snuggle Buddies app. Any Boise woman craving platonic intimacy will be able to grab her phone, scroll through Cuddlist photos, and check out their bios and ratings and make an appointment. Bam, a cuddle buddy will come knocking.
By the way, the Cuddlist could be a new crime drama on CBS.
The Cuddlist.
It's a guy who solves crime by cuddling with the suspects.
And he drives a Cuddlist.
Shut up.
The Cuddlist. Totally. The Cuddlist.
A Cuddlist Supreme.
The Cuddlist Supreme.
Like, it's got to be a British guy. He's like, I don't understand the ways here.
I'm
the Cuddlist.
The certified snuggler will go over the rules. Both parties will establish.
I gotta figure it out! Lay down!
Both parties will establish boundaries. Clients will be presented with a menu of various activities and positions.
No, I'm not slipping anything in. I'm just thinking.
Quote, so they can choose to just start off maybe on the couch, holding hands or talking, and kind of having the Cuddlist get a feel for what they're going through in life right now, Lindsay says. From there, they might snuggle on the couch, or they might decide to move to a bed and snuggle, or they could even go out and do other platonic activities, like go for a walk or go to a movie, things like that.
Who says let's take it to the bed?
This is so much more
than
snuggling.
Who says let's take it to the
bed? This is literally like two people rubbing two sticks together in a forest and being like, we're not rubbing it that hard.
Yeah.
We're just seeing.
No
spark's going to catch here.
Yeah.
We're also going to offer services like massage. This is you are trying to hire men to be like Fred, is it Fred Garvin?
Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
What is the hourly charge?
Simple things like petting hair, things that are comforting
petting
to people.
Hair.
In a kind and nurturing way. The cost of a standard session is, and I'll find out how many likes. I couldn't do it, so I'll find it during the break. I'll find out the likes. We'll do that when we come back. But how much is a standard
cuddle session? 1 hour.
Have to pay, yes.
Is it 1 hour?
For an hour,
cuddle session.
Where do you want to go, Jay Lawson?
I already know.
First, Tig, or third?
You already know.
120.
120.
120 an hour.
Okay, so you're going to go first.
Too much. Too much.
Too much.
$80 an hour.
From Jason's.
Don't forget, you're getting paid $40 an hour.
I know.
They got an app. You know how expensive an app is?
App is free.
It's cheap. There's no overhead.
You said 120, right?
Yes.
Okay, Jason's Clark.
$80. I'm going to go right smack dab in the middle. I'm going to go 100.
$100.
I wish you said 110.
I'm going to tell you guys.
Go right smack dab in the middle, 103.
Yeah. Someone
$3.
In this room is dead on the money.
Larson!
That's me.
Everybody who's listening, feel free to play along at home.
Shout
in
your
car at the work you aren't doing or the work you are doing. We're just happy to be there with you.
Get up from the person you're spooning and shout it out loud.
The cost of a standard session for a snuggle buddy to come over, pet your hair, and probably have sex if everybody consents.
This is the price of feeling someone else's penis through their clothes against your clothes.
That's it. This is all
junior high.
That depends on how you snuggle.
Back to back.
What if the person came to your house
back to back? A back to back snuggle.
What if the snuggle is like, I'm the little spoon. I came to your house. You
they might or yeah. She might ask that. She, like, yeah. I'd like to snuggle.
I'd like
you.
To be on the yeah. outside. Yeah. I'd like to give and you receive.
The cost is $80 an hour.
Yes, I Jason. Knew it.
Jason.
Two for two today.
Wow. We'll get out.
Lead that.
We'll get on this last couple of stuff. The plan is to take snuggle buggies or bunnies.
Buggies.
I went buggies.
It's buddies.
Snuggle buggies.
Snuggle.
Plan to take it national.
Oh, good luck with that.
But for starters, it will be Idaho guys getting paid to snuggle with Idaho gals.
Mm-hmm. Idaho, Utah.
How do you like them potatoes?
Quote, we just want to sit there and talk and cuddle, Charlotte Lindsay says with a laugh. And sometimes we have to pay for it.
You know what?
That's also going to be her defense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sometimes there's someone's got to pay for it.
Do you remember when you told your mom, I want to do stand-up comedy? This is what I want to do.
No, I mean, I never did.
You
I
never
just
did.
Left. Well, I knew. I remember saying, yeah, I'm going to... I didn't say... I just said I'm going to move to L.A.
Move to L.A. and try.
Like, no, you're like, not.
No, you're not.
She said no?
Well, she was just like, what? No. Like,
no.
What do you mean? I'm like, I'm going to do this. She's like, you have no... What do you mean?
Okay. So imagine someone telling their parents, I'm going to be a cuddlist. Like that conversation with their parents. Like... Mom, Dad, I know you spent a lot of money on my education, but I really feel like we're disconnected as a people, and I feel like we need to get back together, and I need to do my part to get back. And so I'm going to
Democrats cuddling with Republicans
could be something
could
huge.
Save our country.
But this is you know, more and more people are being disconnected because we do everything social media.
Facebook.
People are depressed and disconnected. So I mean,
I'll take a good cuddle session versus. A good like online cat. You can't catfish someone when you're cuddling them.
You can't catfish.
That much.
Can't catfish in a cuddle.
No,
you know can't. That. All right, we'll take a break.
You can cuddle fish.
You can cuddle fish.
You can't catfish.
Why can't you be a cuddle fish anyway? All right, we have one more segment with Jay Lawson. The great Jay Lawson got a new stand-up special. Me being me got a great podcast, The Crab Feast, and a million other things he's doing. We love it. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Final segment.
Yeah. You should mention we're doing a live Dumb People Town in New York City, actually in Brooklyn, in the Bell at the Bell House February 25th. It's Sunday night. We got the girls from Guys We Fuck. They're going to be our guests. Mm-hmm. And if we sell that thing out, we'll get another guest. Who knows? Could be TJ Miller if he's there. Could be Jim Gaffigan if he's in town. We don't know. So let's sell that thing out and then do another one there. That's a Sunday night at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Great night to go see it. The 25th. Tickets are available now. So just get your tickets.
And they're selling. They are selling.
And they are selling. Yep. That's what we heard, so that would be great to do that. And we are going to go back to, we had such a great time, Jay Lawson, you should definitely do this. Casino, our friend Lacey Applegate, there's a casino in Oklahoma, West Siloam.
Springs.
Wow. Springs, Oklahoma. And she
puts together an amazing comedy room.
An amazing comedy room. And so we are going to do this.
We're going to do stand-up, and we're going to do a Dumb People Town.
A live
Town.
Dumb People Town. Brian Moses is going to be with us. Dan Van Kirk's going to be with us. We're going to do a live Dumb People Town there. That's on May 5th. So that's going to happen on May 5th. So if you're anywhere near West Siloam Springs, which is kind of near Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tulsa, Fayetteville, a couple hours. And then, of course, we will be a part of the Houston.
We're
Houston.
All going to be.
Jay will be there.
I'm
going to
be a guest on the Crab Feast.
Nice. We weren't asked. That's okay.
Weird that we weren't asked at all.
That's fine. So we're going to be a part of that.
Well, we're all doing that. So people
we asked Randy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. But we're going to be doing a live Dumb People Town there. That'll be so much. That's like the 16th, 17th, 18th, maybe something like that.
Houston. Of November. Jay, I got to ask you, you do stand up a lot. And what is the newest thing that you're doing and do you love it? Like, that you love getting up and you're like, I can't wait to get out and do this?
Could be post special material.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit I'm doing right now that I just actually put it on. I did this joke last night. It's the first time I've done it. And I said,
love it.
I go, you know, people don't talk to each other anymore. I go, I said to this guy, they go, hey, man, how you doing? He just looked at me. He's like, oh, man, I have a phone. I don't need this. And I'm just like, because I feel like the whole next thing I'm working on is just has to do with that disconnection between people and everyone's just so plugged in.
Cuddle buddies.
Baby.
It's literally tapping into what your next best. Maybe it could be Jay Larson, cuddle buddy.
So
let me be your cuddle buddy. That's what you want. That's all you want out of the world is people cuddling
title,
together.
Baby.
Jay Larson, cuddle buddy.
So if you're following along, so far we've called snuggle buddies, cuddle buddies, snuggle buggies, snuggle bunnies, cuddle bunnies,
cuddle buggies.
Look, by the way, Jay Larson couldn't take the name snuggle buddies.
Yeah, that's true.
He has to do cuddle buddy.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
How many likes does the Facebook page for Snuggle Buddies have? Jay Larson, where you want to go?
I don't want to go first. Okay. I feel like I threw a number out earlier, and it was either, I just want to rethink, so I'm going to go third.
I'll do it. I'll do it. 6,000.
6,000 likes.
Too many. That is absurd.
1,230, and I think
that's
I'm
absurd.
High.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's below 500. It's 360, but it might even be lower than that. 360.
Okay. The amount of likes.
I'm so excited right now.
Boise and the surrounding areas is a big area.
And the Snuggle Buddies page is 270.
What did I say?
Larson!
270.
We gave them way too much credit.
Look at their logo. Look at their logo.
Their logo looks like...
I said 6,000.
I gave them...
You gave 6,000.
I gave them such the benefit of the doubt.
You gave them
way
more power than they need.
And said it was a big town.
I basically said, like, giving them 6,000 likes on their Facebook page is like me saying that Stephen Avery is completely innocent and there's no chance he could have done it. Giving such the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Like, there is no way...
You tripled down.
I literally tripled down on all
right, Dan, you got one more story for us?
Here we go.
Take us home.
This comes with pictures that I'm telling you right now, when you go to the Facebook page and when you guys look, it's going to gross you out.
Join the page.
For all the Crab Feast fans
who are coming to the show for the first time,
join the Facebook page. You will totally dig this and becoming a townie. It'll be a great thing for you.
Okay, this was
Facebook.com/dumpy.
I love that they're townies.
They're townies, right?
What's from Breaking Away? Is that what it's called? Cutters. Yeah.
The Cutters. We could have called Cutters.
Sent in by A. Blinken. A. Blinken.
I love it. I love it. Never seen that.
Wait to hear this handle. At Snark Angle.
Love all of it.
A. Blinken at Snark Angle.
24-year-old Kat Gallagher's fun excursion into body art. Mm-mm. Her fun excursion into body art ended in horror when an eye tattoo left her partially blinded and oozing purple tears.
Nope. Reddit.
Purple tears. May she rest in peace. I know she's not dead. I just wanted to get a good night's sleep. As a parent, I know how valuable that is to get a good night's sleep.
And Jay Larson will tell you from a special, one key to getting a good night's sleep, king size bed. That was hilarious.
The tattoo was meant to have tinted her, how do you say this, sclera. S-C-L-E-R-A.
Peter Sclera from Bosom Buddies and Then Girls. Mm-hmm.
The white part of her eye, that is. But instead, it went terribly wrong, causing pain and possible permanent impairment.
I have the same feeling. This is like when someone's like, I ran out of oxygen on top of Mount Everest. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to be up there, dummy.
It's called the fucking death zone. That's why we don't stick needles in our eye.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Above 29,000 feet is the death zone.
And how high does it go?
29.7.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think above 27 or 28,000 feet is the death zone. There's a whole camp up there.
I have a tough time in like Denver.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's find out from all of our townies really quick. Alexa, how tall is Mount Everest? All right.
Proud sponsor of Dumb People.
I know. Alexa. There you go.
Now the young model is sharing her story in hopes that others won't make her same mistake. How many people does she think? She's like,
is she an eye model? What kind of model is she?
Dan, you just gave me the best idea ever for Dumb People Town is that we create a dumb Alexa, and her name is Brittany, and you ask her, like, Brittany, how tall is Mount Everest? She's like, about yay high.
Or
somebody doesn't
or,
know.
I don't know.
Or
I
on the
touch her.
On the exhale, she goes, fuck shit, I know.
Yeah. Dumb Alexa.
It's just Brittany.
Did you ask Brittany. Dumb Alexa? Brittany. Hey, Dumb Alexa.
Brittany.
She's like, it's Brittany.
It's Brittany.
Hey, Dumb Alexa.
It's Brittany.
Yeah. How many miles is it from my house to New York City?
All the way.
That's the whole way.
Are you guys ready to
dumb Alexa?
Are you guys ready to see what Kat looks like with her fucked up eye tattoo?
Yep.
Wait, okay.
Could her name
Is
be anything
before
but Kat?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's not bad.
What?
Part of me feels like that's what she intended.
Mm-hmm. Let me be straight up. If that's you met a chick who had blue eyes, but the whites of her eyes were purple, you'd be like, dude, what's up?
No way.
Let's go to heaven.
Walk away. In a post shared several thousand times on Facebook, Gallagher, hopefully related, mm-hmm. who is from Ottawa, Ontario, explained how a recent attempt to tint the whites of her eye purple was nearly costing her her vision. According to Gallagher, the artist did not dilute the ink, injected too much of it in her eye, and did not have enough injection sites on her eyeball. Injection sites on your eyeball
is enough to make me never want to do it. I can't even put a contact in.
You've signed up for
it. Glasses.
Do you call it a contact?
Contact.
Jay, you put a T on the end of that.
Brittany, contact. How do you say contact?
Hey, dumb Alexa, how do you say contact?
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany. How do you say contact?
Contact.
That's one of them. That's one of them glasses that go in your eye. That's called in your eye glasses.
A non-tinted sunglass. All this
so
caused
I'm
the eye.
Stick, I'm going to stick a needle in my eye to get it to turn purple.
All of this caused the eye to swell and the ink to seep. Out. Here, Jay, do you like this one better?
Who? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that part of the tattoo?
I think the
just
purple's
just streaming
cool.
purple
She has
tear.
Purple tears coming out of her face.
Purple tears. Purple tears.
I definitely meant to cause you a lot of trouble.
So a purple teardrop in your face means you killed someone in magical prison?
It means you killed a Care Bear.
Yeah, you killed a Care Bear in prison.
In prison. That's
immediately after the procedure, Gallagher knew something was wrong. I would say something was wrong with her before the procedure even started.
I would say something, you are looking to do something to fill a hole if you're sticking a needle in your eye.
She is now the dumbest Gallagher in the world, and I'm including Noel and Liam.
And the comedian Gallagher and his brother.
I bet her mom was like, I told her not to get that purple tea. You know, your senses are an important thing. I said
if you want me to cut a purple streak in your hair, I can put some
I used a one clipper on Ted Williams' ball sack. I just shaved the whole screen.
He was called the Clipper, remember? He's called the...
Joe DiMaggio was the Yankee Clipper.
Whatever it
Ted
was,
Williams was a different guy. He was the Splendid Splinter.
This is why I took her off my cell phone plan.
Immediately after the procedure, Gallagher knew something was wrong. She was rushed to her local hospital where she received antibiotic eye drops for a week and a half. The drops did not help the problem.
Yeah, really.
Caused the eye to swell completely shut.
The big problem is she's a dipshit. You put a needle in your eye, dummy.
Eye drops are not going to cure the fact that she makes terrible decisions. She will go back to it. It's like cleaning out a hoarder's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's
got it out.
With stuff.
We fixed your eye.
She's going to
now. What are you going to do, dummy?
Yeah. I do want to say this. I bet she's on the cusp of something. Because watch, they're going to come out with like eye drops that can temporarily turn your whites like a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And she might be on the cusp of something, just didn't know the way to get there.
Silly puttying her way into this?
Yeah, she asked Brittany how to do it instead of asking Alexa.
Dumb Alexa, how do I?
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany. How do I get my eyes purple?
Oh my
you
God.
You got to stick a needle in it.
Steroid drops caused the injection to form a clump around her cornea area. The Daily Mail reported Gallagher is unable to see properly out of the injected eye. No shit.
Yeah.
She needs to see a specialist at the risk of becoming permanently blind.
Okay.
Basic quote. Basically, my feeling is that it's insane. It can be done, but it has no long-term testing for safety. You have to be nuts to do it, says ophthalmologist Dr. David Flug.
Wow. I mean, by the way, calling him Dr. David is a little bit...
It's ophthalmologist.
I mean, honestly, he's like here.
Barely
sorry. Hey, David!
It's Dr. Dr. Clug.
Even Luna Cobra, the man credited with first making the procedure popular a little over 10 years ago.
I thought Luna Cobra was the type of insurance she had.
You got a $15 copay.
Hey, dumb Alexa,
it's Brittany.
It's Brittany.
What's my insurance?
It's Luna Cobra. You got a $15 copay.
Hey, dumb Alexa.
It's Brittany.
Hey, dumb Alexa.
It's Brittany.
Who beat the Karate Kid in the Karate Kid?
Luna Cobra.
Luna Cobra Kai?
It's the Cobra Kai.
So listen to this. Luna Cobra, the man credited with first making the procedure popular a little over 10 years ago, agrees that it's unsafe. Quote, in fact, he's even working to help make it illegal. If the guy who invented it
wants it to be illegal.
Oh my God.
He's created a monster.
Quote, he says, I've been trying to ban this. I think it's super important that this becomes illegal. You started it, man.
But he's like, you know how you do some really stupid shit in your
20s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His relationship with this procedure is everyone's relationship with their first tattoo.
Yeah.
It was a good idea in the moment. 10 years later, it's a horrible call.
I don't regret my first tattoo.
What's your first tattoo?
Come on. It's a psilocybin mushroom and the word Slitzvites, and it's a tramp stamp.
He's not joking.
That's a fact.
And what does your son say to you when you're on the bike?
It's a strawberry, Daddy. It's not a strawberry. Leave me alone.
It's a mushroom that says what?
Slitzvites. It's gnome for hello, goodbye, I love you.
Why, Jay?
What?
Why? Yeah.
Why, Jay?
Because I was connected, man. I was spiritual.
To what?
You know, Jay,
you know what your
answer is for that? It's just me being me.
It's me, me,
it's
me.
Me, me, baby.
I can't handle it.
It is the dichotomy that is.
It was $6 at JLarsonComedy.com. Check
it
out.
Wait, so you got it? Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it?
Oh, my lower back.
No, where like,
what are you, dumb Alexa?
In what town?
It's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Like, where? I got it done in LA.
Didn't you really?
How old were you?
I was 25.
What?
Doing a lot of weed. I was living in a condemned house, bro.
Oh, here we go.
I was connecting with nature. Me, Kerouac, Ginsberg.
Right. And then
a mushroom tattoo.
And a mushroom tattoo. And you said, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
This is going to be something.
This was before like tramp stamps had really become a thing, you know?
So
I thought I was going to do a whole
thing now, brother.
By the way, you getting that tattoo to me says you didn't believe you'd be alive at 30.
Yeah, you really doubted. Didn't. You really did doubt.
You really did.
You definitely didn't think you'd have kids.
No
that
one's
saying that looks
this.
Like a strawberry.
No, I
no
just
one's
going to
see
pipe
this.
Dream.
No
when,
one
when you told
this.
The tattoo artist what you wanted, did he look you in the eye and go, or she look you in the eye and go,
say nope?
You living in a condemned house?
I can't. Even, they were down with it.
Of course
they
were
down with it because you were paying them $400 to put it on your.
Listen,
back.
I don't regret the halo tattoo I got on the top of my back.
You have a halo.
You have a halo tattoo. You have a halo top tattoo.
Halo or halo.
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 The,
halo.
I'm
halo.
Halo.
I'm a huge.
Not the video game.
Nah, man.
It's what is it? A halo, like an angel's halo?
Yeah, like a halo.
Where is it?
On the top, right up here.
Why?
Larson.
Why is it not on the top of your head? You should have a halo underneath your hairline.
What am I, fucking hardcore?
Yes!
I would say you are hardcore.
If you ever go to prison, people would be like, this guy's a fucking saint.
I'm an angel.
They're going to see you in prison and be like, well, this guy's a wild card.
Yeah. Don't trust him.
Why am I in prison all of a sudden? I don't know.
Stay away from the guy with the strawberry.
We'll get out of here on this. Gallagher insists she's not sharing her story to cause trouble, so she's just like the 85 Bears.
Yeah, she's not here to cause no trouble.
Which, by the way, that's a double negative, so they were there to cause trouble.
I don't even remember the
85 Bears. They're not here to cause
shut
no trouble.
Your mouth.
They are.
Who did they beat? Who did the Bears beat?
I don't even remember.
Everybody except the Dolphins.
Wait, who did they beat in the
I don't remember. What's the rest of the story?
It was like a team that was an American team. It was like
Steve Grogan?
Oh, that team that
broke? Craig Morton. Who was the guy?
No, it was
Eason. No, it was Eason.
Tony Eason sat down, though.
Yeah, did he?
Steve Grogan.
Anyway, I think it was the Patriots.
Andre Tippett.
She's telling people about her story to warn others who may be contemplating their own eyeball tattoo. What, all three of them? Who else out
I'm
there?
I'm debating it.
Hey,
of course
he's thinking
are.
About it hard.
If this guy's got a mushroom.
Yellow?
Come if on, this guy's got yellow? A mushroom
you're
above
a
his
thriller
crack,
video,
he's ready.
She wrote, research who you get your procedures by as well as how the procedure should be properly done. No shit.
Yeah.
That goes for wisdom teeth.
Here's the first, your first moment of research. It should say, guy who created it trying to outlaw. It, don't do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then that's the end
I'm
of your research.
I'm surprised you didn't add in stay in school kids.
Yeah.
Without.
This is what I love. This is what they read. This is what we're getting on it. Last sentence. So she says, if do a procedure, research who's doing it and whether or not they know how. The person who wrote this quote, or you could just follow Cobra and Flug's advice and not get the procedure done at all in the first place.
Yeah. Cobra and Flug.
Cobra and Flug to me sounds like the
great cop drama.
Great cop drama that's never been had. It's the Rizzolian Isles. It was like.
Dumb people tell.
No, Rizzolian Isles and Cobra and Flug were both in the pipeline at the same time, and then all of a sudden they're like, God,
we need more ladies on TV.
We need more ladies.
It's gotta be Rizzolian
can't
Isles.
It can't be Cobra and Flug.
Cobra and Flug, you don't get it.
Although I'd love if they rebooted their idea of Cobra and Flug and made it women.
Yeah.
Why
but
not?
They're both cops, and one of them has a cobra around her neck the whole time.
Yes.
Now we mentioned, I can't believe the second season of Making a Murderer hasn't come out yet, but I wonder if Stephen Avery has a chance to do, because you know sometimes you're in prison, you get a chance to do work and whatnot. I wonder if
what his work detail is.
I wonder if he could get work as a snuggle buddy.
Yeah,
and if that's
in
something
prison.
He would ever want to do. He left us a voicemail because he heard this show. He heard this. We send out the show to
before
certain people
done,
ahead
yeah.
of time. And he just weighed in on a few notes on the edit. Just edited a few of, just made Jay Larson a little bit funnier.
Yeah, he cut a few, well,
cut a few
that
things.
Didn't land, but
no,
that's okay.
Just kidding. And so Jay's like, what?
Everything.
No, and so he actually. Well, anyway, well let's listen to this voicemail he left us.
You have one new voice message.
Yeah. Yeah. God, do I just talk or? Okay, guess I'm on one of them machines. Hey, Scarbush, got a couple minutes left here on my card. Just wanted to say to you guys, you know, I hear there are people out there hiring, and well, one of the big reasons I want to get new trials so, you know, I can get my conviction taken off. Otherwise, I could get past no background check, you know? I can't be a snuggle buddy or not getting be a crossing guard, you know? So I like to cuddle against Jody, you know? She'd finish like a 20-pack ice house, crawl in the bed. I'd big spoon her, you know? She'd play with my goatee. We'd cut each other's hair. I want to get back to those days, you know? Like the good times. I got Ken Kratz here lying to everybody. He looks like a cat ate a demon. You know, and everybody tried to say I'm the bad guy. I don't tell you I'm perfect or nothing. One time a cat bit me that I couldn't throw it over a fire and I lost the bet. All right. I gotta go find a Monopoly piece. They don't let me play unless I can find the iron.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, they don't even let him play unless he finds the iron. The other thing that could burn and kill a cat.
He might be a good cuddle buddy, but I don't know.
Who knows? All right, if you've learned...
I think he just wants the opportunity.
Man, if they find the iron with you, too.
If you've learned a few things from this show, don't get a tattoo on your lower back. Mm-hmm.
Unless
it's a mushroom that looks like a strawberry.
Don't make bets with a cat.
Don't
poke your eye with a goddamn needle.
There's no way that ends well.
Cuddle whenever you can, or else...
And have a getaway plan.
The next time you cuddle with your partner, tell someone somewhere in Idaho, they're paying $40 an hour for this shit.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So $80 for a visit.
So you better appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate what I'm doing.
And have a getaway plan if you rob a bank.
The other two things are three things. Follow Jay Larson, Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter. Go to jaylarsoncomedy.com. Pick up the special. It is a phenomenal special.
Let's do it. We got 12,000 people to pop onto our Facebook page.
Yeah, almost 13.
Let's get double that to download Jay's thing and
it'd be beautiful.
And one last thing I want to say before Randy takes us out the best way always. I love how we end this show. We did skip over the fact in Cuddle Buddies where they talked about petting each other's hair. We know how creepy that sounds. I guarantee people are going to be like, said hair petting and you guys didn't even.
That's Jay Larson's next tattoo on his shoulder is a person petting another person's hair. Can't be dumber than the halo.
And I do want to say this. I did say rubbing sticks together near a forest. I don't want to be insensitive to the fires right now. And I want to say if anybody is in trouble, we are very sorry. We're thinking of you. And hopefully we got you through a little bit of a rough time with some comments.
This has been crazy, guys, because you know what we got to do right now?
We got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.